This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. My fellow Raptor freaks, welcome to the Raptors Abroad podcast. This is your boy Sam. I'm here in London, UK, and I just finished checking out game 49 of the Toronto Raptors 2014-2015 NBA season. Raptors were taking on the Milwaukee Bucks, team that has won four straight. Raptors, however, have won six straight, looking to make it seven. We've played against a few unimpressive teams, but coming off of two back-to-back overtime Ws, the last one against the Washington Wizards, which pushed the Raptors alone into second place in the Eastern Conference, with a little bit of breathing room. But the Milwaukee Bucks, so the Raptors at 33-15, but the Milwaukee Bucks at 25-22, they're coming on a little bit with their little win streak that's got them over 500. And they're obviously feeling good about their game. They got pretty talented head coach, obviously, and Mr. Jason Kidd. He seems to be knowing what he's doing back there. He certainly knew what he was doing when he was a player. One of the best to ever do it, in my opinion. All right, so a little beef before I get into this game. Little beef. If anyone on the broadcast team or in any basketball broadcast team hears this, please, it's 2015. Stop randomly showing the scores from other games on the screen. At least give us a warning. A little flash before the graphic. I mean, don't just throw it up there. I mean, in this day and age, you might know that some of us have League Pass or some other means of watching these games after the fact. Maybe we TiVo'd it or something. All right? Maybe we want to watch more than one game and we don't want to watch them simultaneously as you can do with League Pass. I'm not into that. I like to watch them one at a time. So I just... Yeah, the Raptors broadcast team, I think they did that around the... somewhere in the third quarter, second to third quarter, but so painful. So please stop doing that. All right, so back to the game. Milwaukee Bucks, super shorthanded. All right, they're down to nine players because their ridiculously talented guard, Brandon Knight, not able to go. And he's done some damage to the Raptors before, so certainly not really upset to be missing him. But in his place, a young man named Jorge Gutierrez. Never seen this guy before, but I'll tell you, it was pretty funny because he was matched up against Grevis Vasquez, the Raptors point guard from Venezuela. I'm not sure where Gutierrez is from, but let me just tell you, this looked like Vasquez, particularly because Vasquez has gone with the pretty boy look now, and Gutierrez, not so much. He's a little bit rougher with the little bit of a beard and kind of crazy hair going. Vasquez is kind of, he used to have the European mohawk going, but now he's kind of gone with the slicker style and the clean shave. And it looked like, the point is, it looked like Grevis Vasquez playing against evil Grevis Vasquez. it was a pretty funny matchup to watch for a little while. And this Gutierrez, he looked like he had some nerves going, because he looks like his handle and his athleticism is there. So this dude could be a player one day. He kind of struggled in this ball game. Didn't make a huge splash, at least. Not going to hear a lot about him in the podcast, aside from this intro. Alright, so let's get into this ball game, shall we? First quarter. Going to jump right to the 9:19 mark, because that's how long it took for the Raptors to get their first field goal of the game. Jonas Valanciunas, the big man, with the offensive rebound and putback. And with that, the Raptors down 4-3. 8:39 mark, Jonas with more good play, this time picking up a loose ball. I think DeMar got stripped, and JV just snatches it and goes to the rim and lays it in. But JV, not the only talented European player out there. 8:25 mark, Giannis Antetokounmpo, a.k.a. the Greek Freak, flying in, answering that JV layup with his second dunk of the ballgame. Which, by the way, was the third out of four field goals for the Bucks, and that put them up 8-5. So Antetokounmpo, I think he had a dunk at 1 minute in, and then another one at the 8:25 mark, so earning his title of the Greek Freak. And I say freak with all due praise. That is a compliment in every sense of the word. The dude is long, the dude is athletic, and we are hoping that our boy Bruno Caboclo turns out to be like this guy. And I'll tell you what, at Tentacupo, he's got plenty of room to grow. But if Bruno can get to just this, just to his level, just to the level that Giannis is at right now, I'll be happy. I think that'll be a victory. Because Bruno's definitely got the physique to pull it off. And this Antetokounmpo, man, he's got a huge amount of potential ahead of him. High ceiling on this guy. Another guy with potential ahead of him, though, is Jonas Valanciunas. And he continues to carry this team on his back in the first quarter. 7:29 mark. Takes a nice high-low feed from Amir Johnson. Turns for the layup. And it was especially impressive because he kind of lost it on the way up. But he was able to stick with the ball and swat at it and tap it in off the glass. Raptors down three, 10-7. And then Amir, after that nice dish, 5:50 mark, decides he's going to do some damage from deep. Just like last game, Amir Johnson on the right wing, this time with the pump fake to beat the shot clock, draining the three ball. Love when Amir is able to put in that first attempt and stretch the defense a little bit. But another guy stretching the defense was Chris Middleton. Dude had a heck of a ball game, and he answered the Amir three with a left corner three ball. Put the Bucks up 5-15-10. 5:12 mark, Jonas Valanciunas with the squad on his shoulders. Rebounding a Grevis Vasquez missed three, and goes up with two attempts of his own. The first one, almost a self-pass. I'm not sure why it wasn't. I guess because he was genuinely trying to score it. But he goes and shoots one, catches nothing but air, but he catches that, throws it off the backboard, then catches that and puts it in. So way to stick with it, big man. Raptors down 3, 15-12. But aside from JV, the rest of the team is absolutely ice cold. And I can't totally credit the Bucks. I mean, you can. They were playing good D, and the Raptors missed a lot on contested shots, but they missed a lot of shots they normally make. Sweet Lou missed a couple of short ones. Tupat missed a runner that he normally makes. DeMar was missing jumpers. Lowry was missing. It was just unusual. They weren't. But, you know, credit to the Bucks defense. Some of these guys are long and they were causing some problems. And the Raptors get a couple of breaks from the Bucks. John Henson went to the line. He misses a wide open dunk. And then Jared Dudley, the next possession, he gets fouled, goes to the line, misses two free throws. That's 4 points they give away. And even with that, the Bucks able to pull away. And at the 2:37 mark, the Greek Freak with his third throwdown of the quarter. And the lead is 9, 21-12. Moving on to the 1:40 mark, former high school teammate of Patrick Patterson, OJ Mayo, super talented shooting guard. He triples, and the lead is still at 9, 23-14. And no points the last minute 40 of the quarter. That's how it ended. So Raptors down 9, 23-14, coming up with just 14 in the quarter, which matched a season low. Brutal. So you know, with this Raptor squad, you just never know lately what you're going to get out of them in the first quarter. And I know we're riding a 6-game win streak. I mean, there's no reason to complain about inconsistency, but it has not been a comfortable 6-game win streak. And like I said, most of them were played against some pretty weak squads, so yikes. Hopefully the Raptors got some more magic in the bag. All right, so let's get to the second quarter. Gonna have to jump all the way to the 8:12 mark to Jonas Valanciunas. The only real bright spot on the Raptor squad to that point. With the strong back down move, he puts up a little baby hook, but OJ Mayo, still hot from the end of the first quarter, he answers that with a three ball, and that pushes the Bucks' lead to their largest at 30-19, 11-point lead. So, with JV carrying the load, T. Ross decides, you know what, let me help out my fellow young Raptor player. And T. Ross answers the OJ Mayo three ball with a sweet catch and shoot three. Raptors down 8, 30-22 at the 7:24 mark. So jump a couple of minutes to the 450 mark, and T. Ross doing some nice work, this time with the assist. He drives and finds Jonas Valanciunas. And JV, another sweet move inside for the easy two. Raptors down 8, 36-28. A weird play here. 42 seconds after that, the 408 mark, OJ Mayo, who had been lighting us up, gets ejected out of nowhere, it seemed. Right, it was a loose ball. It was actually a foul on the Raptors, a foul on Jonas on the defensive end. And during that loose ball, or dead ball, OJ Mayo, who was arguing a call previously, he felt he got fouled shooting a three, which he kind of did. Lowry was almost leaning on him to keep his balance, and OJ Mayo put up a three, which he missed, and felt he got fouled. There was no call. So he argued, gets a tech, and wow, he exploded after getting the tech and dropped an F-bomb on the ref, and that was it. Two techs in a row, and he's gone. It's a big loss for the Bucks there, not only because he was lighting us up, but because they only had 9 players to begin with. So for the rest of the game, the last 28 minutes, they only have 8 players. So good news for the Raptors. DeMar then goes to the line. The Raptors were down 8 at that point. He makes both free throws off the 2 technicals from the Mayo ejection. And the Raptors are only down 6, 36-30. And that got DeMar super fired up. So get this, over the next minute, DeMar with 2 jumpers and 2 free throws. So at the 2:32 mark, after DeMar's free throws, the Raptors only down 2. 38-36. So feeling like that OJ Mayo ejection could be a big turning point in the ballgame. But the Bucks, they take the blows from the Raptors, and they're able to push the lead back. And at the 1:28 mark, Giannis Antetokounmpo flying in. Put back throwdown this time. Not your regular fly in and one-handed stuff, but this time he comes in with a one-handed putback dunk. And the lead is back to 7. For the Bucks. 105 mark. T. Ross, though, coming back with the left wing three ball, continuing to play well in this quarter. Raptors down 4, 43-39. And 18.8 second mark. Tupat doing some nice work on the offensive glass. He gets fouled, grabbing a rebound, makes both free throws. However, Jared Bayless, former Raptor guard, closes out the second quarter with a driving layup. And the lead is 6, 47-41, which doesn't sound like much, but in this ballgame it felt like a ton. I mean, the Raptors were really battling for every points they got, and every now and then draining the Hail Mary three balls, but just not a good half at all. And particularly Kyle Lowry. I mean, I've been calling him out loads in these last few podcasts, even when the Raptors have been winning, and I know he won that overtime game for us against Washington. But on the whole, Lowry's really been having a tough, I'm going to say, 10 games. These last 10 to 12 games have really been a struggle for Lowry. And I know he's a starting all-star guard in the East, and I know he's got that potential, but he has not been playing like that lately, Kyle. I don't know what it is. I know it's not the effort. I know he's giving it 150% every time he gets out there. But something weird is going down. I don't know what it is. He had some really terrible turnovers, and they were unforced, just bad decisions, which is not Lowry's MO. I do not equate Kyle Lowry with bad decisions. All right, that's enough about Kyle. Let's get back to the third quarter. 10:33 mark. Chris Middleton. I remember I mentioned he had a big ball game. Well, him and Jared Dudley decided they were going to team up in this quarter. Check this out. 10:33 mark. Middleton with a triple. Next possession, Jared Dudley with a three ball, and the Bucks start the quarter with a 10-3 run, and suddenly they have their largest lead of the game at 13, 57-44, which felt like 30. Felt like that was going to be insurmountable. So luckily for the Raptors, I kind of woke up Grevis Vasquez for a couple of minutes. 8:27 mark, he drains a three ball, and then the 7:20 mark hits a really difficult driving scoop layup from in the middle of the paint. Goes softly off glass, and with those points, the Raptors down 10, 59-49. But Chris Middleton and Jared Dudley sound off again. 5:37 mark, Middleton with a jumper, pushes the lead to 14. 2:49 mark, Jared Dudley, another three ball, and then the next possession, Chris Middleton again draining from deep. And when you put it all together, the Raptors were down 18. 71-53 to the Milwaukee Bucks, the shorthanded Bucks, hammering the Raptors, making it rain. In the ACC, sellout crowd, silent. All right, and then the Raptors actually got a couple of good highlights, but it was just such a distasteful first few minutes. It was hard to be happy about it, but I'm gonna drop it on you anyways. 128 mark, T. Ross, right baseline drive, finds himself alone in the paint, elevates, 180, hammer, one-handed throwdown. Looked beautiful. Any other time, I would have been really excited, but it was kind of hard to get really fired up when you're going from down 18 down to down 16 with a dunk. And 54.7 seconds to go. Lou Williams doing excellent work on defense. He draws a charge. And then on the offensive possession, he comes down and drains a deep three ball. With that, the Raptors down 71-58. And they would finish at the same disadvantage at the end of the quarter. Raptors down 13, 73-60. So as a team, shooting 34% with 13 turnovers. Just could not find the ocean in this one. All right, fourth quarter. This is going to be a weird call. Listen up, because if you've been sort of snoozing through this podcast, check it out. It's going to be a little bit different here. Very weird quarter. One of the weirdest quarters maybe I've seen this season. All right, 10-12 mark, Tupac, right wing three ball. 8:25 mark, Vasquez from the right wing drains a three ball, and suddenly the Raptors are just down seven. It's a 15-4 run continuing from the end of the third quarter. All right, Raptors get a couple of stops. 7:02 mark, Tupac, offensive rebound and put back in traffic. Raptors down five. 5:42 mark, Tyler Hansbrough fouled. He splits a pair of free throws. Raptors down four. 75-71. Raptors get a stop. They come back the other way. Lou Williams driving and drawing two free throws, which he makes. Two-point game. 75-73. And then the 3:45 mark, Lou Williams to the hole. Throws a wild one off glass, but Tyler Hansbrough is right there to tip it in. And the comeback is complete. Scores tied at 75. Raptors have come all the way back. They were down 18 just minutes earlier. A 22-4 run. The Bucks, by the way, 0 points in 8.5 minutes. 0 points in that first 8.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Absolutely brutal for them. So with the score tied, the Greek freak, Antetokounmpo, gets fouled, goes to the line, splits the pair. So the Raptors, with possession, only down one, and they get a couple of cracks to take the lead. Lou Williams missing a couple of three balls on separate possessions, not able to drain the big shot. But Jared Dudley, still hot, he was able to drain it. 2:07 mark from the right wing. He triples, and the lead is pushed to 4, 79-75. Antetokounmpo then splits a pair of free throws, makes it 80-75. So Raptors have the ball, down 5, with about a minute to play. Kyle Lowry, again, in the clutch, wanting to take over this ballgame and pull one up for the Raptors. He drives, stripped in the paint. Bucks swing it back the other way, and Jared Bayless, former Raptor guard, with the deep two to put this game on ice. Raptors down 7 with that one, made it a 3-possession game, 82-75, and in fact, there was no more points scored. That is how this one finished. Raptors lose by 7. I mean, give up a set. They come all the way back to tie up the ball game, and then don't score any more points. That was it. Ran out of gas. Give up a 7-0 run to close the ball game. And get this. That 7-0 run to close the ball game, that gave the Bucks 9 points in the fourth. And the win on the road. So the Bucks come up with 9 points in the fourth, but the Raptors could only counter with 15. And so they wind up losing this one by 7. I mean, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Raptors, by the way, 3 quarters in the teens. 14 in the first, 19 in the third, and 15 in the fourth. I mean, what am I looking at here? That is just absolutely horrific. All right, so let's get to the box score. Chris Middleton, I'll start with you. 10 of 17, 9 rebounds, chipped in with an assist, 3 steals as well, 25 points for him, plus 11 on the floor. The Greek Freak, 4 of 9, I believe all 4 of those were dunks, 12 points for him. And not really any other huge standouts. I mean, Jared Bayless, he was 4 of 12, but he did throw in the dagger, and he had 9 assists, in fact. So that is actually somewhat significant. So props to him. And OJ Mayo, 7 points in 11 minutes, but 2 technicals and an ejection. So props to him. All right, but on to the Raptors' box score, and this is disgusting. I'm going to start with team shooting, 25 of 78 for 32.1%. And by the way, the team that beat them, 41.3%. Oh, and even more painful, the Raptors, 18 of 22 from the free throw line, 81.8%. Those are winning numbers. And the Bucks, 9 of 17. They left 8 free throws on the board as well, so this could have been much, much, much worse. I mean, they shot terribly from the field and the free throw line. They were 7 of 16 from 3, though. The Raptors, 7 of 27. And I'm going to give you the main culprits in this one. DeMar DeRozan leading the team with 16 points, but 5 of 16 shooting is not going to get it done. Lou Williams came up with a stinker in this one, even though he was 9 of 10 from the free throw line, 1 of 12 from the field, including 1 of 7 from 3-point land. That hurts. And then Kyle Lowry, just basically a no-show on this one, 1 of 7, 2 points, 4 turnovers to his 5 assists. And the only players that really had decent numbers here, Patrick Patterson, 9 points, 11 rebounds on 3 of 8. And JV, 13 rebounds and 12 points, yet only getting 25 minutes. 6 of 9 from the field. I mean, I just don't understand why the Raptors, they fully went away from him. It happens all the time. He has a giant first half, and then they just don't go to him inside. I mean, most of that work he did was on his own anyways to create those points. So just a terrible game, really. And I know the Raptors won 6 in a row, so I shouldn't be complaining so much, but it really was just bad. Just bad play. It was hard to watch. And luckily for the Raptors, the Charlotte Hornets able to pull it out against the Wizards. So the Raptors don't lose any ground there. The Bobcats are beating the Wizards by 492-88. And around the league, a couple of other notes. Cleveland, again, just looking dominant as ever. 11th win in a row, officially now becoming the hottest team in the league. Now that the Raptors have lost, and wait a second, what about the Hawks, right? Well, no, the Hawks losing to the Brow Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Hornets. That dude has got a serious amount of game. The Hornets beat them by 15. I watched that whole game, too. It was pretty much a stomping. And nice work by the Hornets there against a pretty phenomenal Atlanta Hawks squad. So if the Raptors were going to pull out a terrible game like this, come out with 75 points, lose to a team that only drops 82 on you, then this wasn't the worst night to do it, I guess. Still a painful one. So the Raptors still in second place, 7 games behind the Hawks. They fall to 33-16. But I'll tell you, this Eastern Conference is tightening up. With Cleveland's win last night, they moved into the 30-win club. Chicago also with 30 wins, Washington with 31, and the Raptors just ahead with 33 wins. So, and you know what? The Bucks, they had won 3 in a row coming into this. Now they've won 4 in a row. They're at 26-22. So, really starting to tighten up. And then you've got spot 7 and 8, Miami and Charlotte with 21 wins each. So a little bit of room there. Not worried about falling out of playoff contention, but things are getting tight. We want to fight for that, at least that number 3 spot, but hoping for that number 2, or if Atlanta fully implodes, maybe even number 1. Not with performances like that. Not going to continue. All right, so the Raptors with night off, and in my world, it's tomorrow. They will be hosting the Brooklyn Nets, which will be Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. And the Raptors recently able to take it to the net, so I'm hoping for a better performance, but you never know with these guys. And that's preparing for a Friday matchup against the Clippers. And you know what? Looking forward to the Raptors' schedule, it does not get easy for very long stretches anymore in this season. There's quite a few good matchups the Raptors have yet to play. So really got to take advantage of these teams that are below 500. All right, thanks for checking out this Raptors Abroad podcast. I'm your boy, Sam. I will be back with you tomorrow. The day after tomorrow. All right, big love. Peace.